Journalist Cassandra Fairbanks reports people fired guns at her house after Twitter death threats. By Tom Cicada on June 1, 2020. Conservative journalist Cassandra Fairbanks reported on Monday morning that assailants showed up to her home and began firing off guns and fireworks in the middle of the night. Fairbanks noted that her home address was posted online last week, leading to hundreds of death threats. In a tweet published before the sun came up on Monday, conservative journalist Cassandra Fairbanks said that there were people outside of her home firing off weapons and fireworks. "People just showed up at my house where I'm alone with my 9-year-old daughter and fired gunshots and fireworks at my house," Fairbanks wrote. "After my address was posted online while I was receiving hundreds of death threats for 3 days." The journalist has been facing a wave of death threats in recent days after her tweets attacking the George Floyd riots angered supporters of the violent unrest, including the far-left domestic terror movement Antifa. On Friday, rapper and verified Twitter user Kane Yaya tweeted at Fairbanks that maybe you need a bullet in the back of your skull. As Breitbart News reported, Twitter allowed the violent threat to remain on its platform for more than 18 hours. Twitter users documented other threats that the company allowed to remain on the platform for days. "The police didn't know when they could get here because of the protests. Fuck you people," Fairbanks wrote in a follow-up tweet. "They were banging on my windows, shooting, and lighting off fireworks." Fairbanks noted that she is armed and was ready to defend herself and her daughter. "Lucky I couldn't see them from my window or they would be dead." Fairbanks shared a photo of empty fireworks casings that were discovered by police officers when they arrived at her home. Fairbanks said the incident occurred after her address was posted online, and that the person who posted her address also included the addresses of several prominent conservative reporters and pundits, including Jack Posobiec, Molly Hemingway, and Dan Bongino. Antifa is known for targeting specific individuals, sometimes in their home. In October 2019, masked individuals appeared at the home of journalist Andy Ngo after he had published content that was critical of the Antifa movement. The individuals, who wore masks that featured Ngo's face, pounded on windows and repeatedly rang the doorbell. "These 6 individuals wearing printout masks of my face approached my family's home last night, repeatedly rang doorbell, pounded on window, recorded footage of property and gestured at cameras," Ngo wrote in a tweet. "There were no candy bags. This follows their doxing of my elderly mom's small business." Attorney General William Barr has said Antifa violence is domestic terrorism and will be treated as such. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.